On today's episode of Bucked Up.
I remember sending him a couple records. He picked the record and he went off on the record. His verse on that shit is incredible. And then, like, if you a Blue fan, the whole Soul Provider shit, you know, he went off. And so as a fan, one, I'm hyped as an artist because I got him on the record. Two, I'm hyped because I'm a fan and I'm hearing him next to my shit. And it's like, yo, I was a kid in high school listening to you. I still bump. You still one of my favorites to this day.
Yeah. No. So I had a comedy show tomorrow. So I appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Good for you, man. I love seeing, you know, that you're doing shit out here. I think it's funny. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's funny that you grew up with Gio.
Gio's like my older brother, man. Gio's a special character, bro. Special character. And like he's the real deal, bro. He's not telling stories that, you know, it's just bullshit. Like, I had to go visit Gio in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like that's funny now. We could laugh about it now, but like it's not cool when it's really like one of your older cousins and it's like, yo, you gotta go with his moms and his brother. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, what you doing, bro? And like you just hoping that he gets it together because it's, you know, he was living a different life. You know what I'm saying? He was living a real different life. Like it wasn't a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like you see Gio, he got a $1.50 on his neck. That don't just happen. You know what I'm saying? So he was living a different life. So it's just amazing that he's such a fuck up, but also he's like one of the greatest people, one of my favorite people. Like Gio's, I love Gio so much, but it's just like he's also, even though he's a fuck up, he's also like somebody you want to be cool with. And he's also like the one that if anything ever happened, he's going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? Or if he got buddy lighting you up, you know what I'm saying? Like he's that dude. So it's an interesting dynamic, but also like, it's interesting because like as much of a fuck up as he is, he's also like one of the most inspirational people in my life and in the family because he's going for his dreams. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, he's a fuck up, but he's one of the only people I know that are going for his dreams. You know what I'm saying? And that to me is so much more fucking influential than like anything. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's dope that you're doing your comedy shit. And it's interesting how like you're blowing up in like the rap world and doing your interviews and shit like that. And then, but like you got your own dream. You're trying to do your comedy shit. So I think that's dope, man. Salute to you.
Thank you very much. Did you know he was on the podcast before?
Nah, I didn't know he knew you. So it was fun. I had no idea. So it was just like, he told me, he's like, yo, that's my man Sam. And I'm like, oh, all right. Because the thing is, I actually seen your work. Like, I seen your interviews and shit like that. You know, to be honest, like, I'm a big interview person. Like, I love hearing good conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old. I'm 32. So,
You're not older. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not old. I'm not saying I'm old. How old are you?
I'm 26. But I feel like that's young for a rapper nowadays. Like, being 32, like,
I don't think so.
Look at the Griselda world. Look at Bruiser Wolf. Look at all these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. But what I'm saying is like they're paving that lane. You know what I'm saying? Like us even seeing like Hove and some of the older rappers like still doing it. Like they're showing what it's like to be a rapper at that age. You know what I'm saying? Like I love seeing a Bruiser Wolf. You know what I'm saying? I love seeing the Griselda clique doing their shit. Like I feel like they're making it more acceptable. They're making it okay. They're paving the way of like, yo, this is how you move in this shit. You know what I'm saying? So like before, especially in like the 80s and the 90s, like you didn't really see too much of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope that you're seeing that now.
What makes you want to be like mysterious, not behind the scenes, but like not put yourself out there if you like interviews and shit so much?
I like my personal life. To be honest, man, I was even thinking of like, I'm like, yo, should I wear like a ski mask and shit? Like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to be the dude to like wear a ski mask to like follow the ski mask trend. You know how like a bunch of rappers be doing that? And it's like, I don't want this shit to start blowing up and I can't go have dinner with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Without it, like, that's all my name is, my name. Like, for those, like, my people, my family really call me that. You know, they really call me Dolo. You know, I really be by myself. I really be in a room somewhere making beats. You know what I'm saying? Like all my shit is like when you hear my shit, it's my shit. It's my beats. Like I got a whole other alias under the name Charlie Mayo. And I do my instrumentals and all my production shit over there. And like I got Berry Goose Records as like the main brand, and like it's my LLC, and that's like I made that shit like 5 years ago. And I was just like, yo, I'm just curious to see what I could create in 20 years. Like I'm playing the long game. And Ferdolo is just like, he's an instrument, essentially. Like the character Ferdolo. That's why you don't see me doing interviews. That's why you don't see me doing music videos. It's intentional. Like I fucking hate music videos. I did that shit when I was younger. And fuck, I used to be in a rap group with my cousin. Shout out to Troop Deku and Kel. And like I got two mixtapes out. Me and my cousin. I used to be in a group, but I fucking hated music videos. It's like you gotta fucking dress up, make it interesting, and do the camera work. And I just hated that shit. And I'm like, I love the music. Like I want the music to be the music. Like I don't want my face card to be buzzing out here. I'm not trying to be annoyed. Like I want, if you like the music, like the music. You know what I'm saying? And let the music speak. That's, I'm super into like the craft and the production. Like I'm nerdy with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to listen to producers have conversation. I want to know what equipment they use, how they flip that sample. You know what I'm saying? What record they use. Shit like that. So it's like, I don't want the fame so much. Like if it comes, it comes. That's cool and all. But I'm not trying to be the character like Ferdolo. I'm this hard ass rapper. Like, you know, a lot of people get lost in that shit and they fucking then they gotta live as like this fucking character, or like you gotta be in a box. Like if you're doing coke rap and all that, like you tied to that fucking box, and like that's most likely what you're doing, and then it's hard for you to break out of it. So it's like I want to, in my music, I want to show versatility, I want to show growth. Like I know my shit ain't like the shit that you heard or that you've heard, like that's just 2-3 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm excited for the new shit I'm making now. So my whole shit is just evolving and showing progression, and I'm just curious that to what I could create in fucking 20 years, 25 years. Like I don't even think I'm going to be buzzing and picking up now. Like I really think shit'll be picking up more in like 5 years, 10 years. Like I look at a Rock Marcy and I'm like, that's what I would like to be. You know what I'm saying?
Do you really want that, or do you think that kind of like puts you in a box to give you that time frame of 5 years? But like if a song blew up tomorrow, you would be happy about it, right? Like
of course, like don't get it wrong. Like of course I want recognition, but like I don't want to be the dude that's like, you more famous than your pockets. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like the fame ain't adding to the dollars. Like I don't want, like I like studying finances. I like studying real estate. I own real estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get the money first so then I could go.
Yeah, this is one of the nicest backgrounds I've ever seen on a podcast.
you know what's funny, bro?
Usually the ceiling's hanging. There's like a piece of a ceiling hanging.
Yeah, it's my crib.
Like art that's on the wall sideways. Like,
I like your background too, man. To be honest, I try cleaning up a little bit. That's why, like, the camera's pointed up, because if you look down, it's like I got shit everywhere. So like I got my Tims, my sneakers, I got shit all over, like it's a mess. So I was like, let me just point it up, so you know, they think I'm clean. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, yeah.
So yeah, to answer the question, like of course I would be happy about that, but like the shit that I care about is the craft. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just trying to get better at my shit, and I want to build relationships in this shit and make dope. Like I want to work with people I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I want to show love. I don't want to be one of these dudes. Like I feel like that's one of the things that fucked up New York, is like people trying to act too hard, and like they don't want to shout out other people's shit. Like that's one of the reasons like I wanted to work with Wolf. You know, Bruiser Wolf, shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I reached out to him a couple times. He probably never saw the message or whatever it was. Eventually, he was down to work. And I want to give a big shout out to Bruiser Wolf, really, because fucking, he even told me that, like, people were telling him not to fuck with the record, but he wanted to fuck with the record. And then he called me personally, hit my line, and I was just like, dope, you know, Bruiser Wolf calling. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, I was just giving him props because I was like, my shit is weird. I like weird shit, different shit. And like, I heard him on the record. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got the producer brain. Like, it's not just a Fredo thing. Like, I love creating a thing. Yo, I hear this person here. So me reaching out to him was like, that was intentional. I wanted him on the record. Actually, where his verse was, I had my own verse there. I removed my verse and I put his shit on there because I'm looking at it like a song more. Like, there wasn't a need for that other verse. It was just like, let me focus it. The hook is already strong enough. Let me go ahead and put Bruiser in there. You know, he got his own style. He's going to add to the weirdness of the song already. Like, the song is off almost. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just ranting, but like,
But I
that's the shit
like
I'm
that.
into.
But that's what I like about Bruiser Wolf. And it's really funny because I had heard that track that you guys had together before any of this, because I fuck with anything he fucks with, because he is the hardest, is the most serious rapper, but doesn't take himself seriously enough where it's like, it's funny that you said weird shit, because that's how I always describe it, is like, I love weird shit. I love shit that's like, let's break the norm of what this is. And when I heard that shit originally, I got that from you, and then it was really funny. Then everyone you worked with, I mean, everyone you worked with, you have a really good ear for picking people that are like in their own lane, no matter what it amounts to, if you know what I mean.
I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate you picking that up because again, it's the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care so much about all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to make dope shit, make a dope record. So like, I remember randomly finding Hus Kingpin with his fucking
Shout
Tortoise
out
Head
Hus
album.
Kingpin.
Shout out to Hus, yo. And Hus,
I also do want to shout out Bruiser Wolf too, who's an amazing man, amazing person, amazing rapper. I just shout out Bruiser Wolf, but also shout out Hus Kingpin.
Facts. And also, quick shout out to Bruce Willis just for like him calling. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to call me. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to hit my line. He don't know me. I'm just a random person. So for him to take the time to hit my line and him just being a humble dude and he was just giving me props, he was fucking with the record and him wanting to fuck with it, like that's the shit that I'm in it for. And not only that, but him supporting the record afterwards, like him reposting. You know what I'm saying? Like he don't have to do that shit. So the fact, like, that shit matters to me. You know what I'm saying? But back to Hus, like I remember finding his shit and I was like, yo, like me and my family, like I come from a big family, like we all into music. So we always sharing shit. And it's like, yo, I never heard this dude, but I was like, this dude is dope. And then like I was like looking him up and shit. And I heard that he was like a big Nas fan. And like I grew up, Nas was one of my favorite rappers. Like DMX, Nas, like there's so many people I could list. And so like I hear that influence in him and I was like, yo, this dude is dope. You know what I'm saying? And it was just dope that I got to work with him. So shout out to Hus. I appreciate that. And Hus did some real shit for me too. Like I ended up losing the verse. He sent me a link and I didn't know the link expired, so I never saved it to my computer. And
Oh,
then
like
I
one of those we transfer shits.
Yeah,
Yeah, bro.
whatever it was,
I've
like I
been
wasn't,
fucked so many times with
bro.
that shit.
Yeah, so I had to reach back out to him and like, yo, I didn't have it, and like he already got his shit, so like he didn't, he could have easily just been like, peace, and I could have never heard from him. You know what I'm saying? So he did good business. You know what I'm saying? And he sent his shit over, and I was just like, thank God, because I would have been fucked. You know what I'm saying? So, and also, just to be clear, like, I don't know these dudes. You know, I'm not trying to talk about these dudes and like build off of their name for clout. Like, I don't know these dudes at all. They're not the bro, the family. Like, I'm not trying to build off of their name. Like, I respect their work. That's why I reached out to them. But I don't, you know, this rap shit is weird, bro. Like, you know, people ain't really fucking with each other like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit is just some business transaction. And like, I hope to build relationships with people like organically and do more work. Like, that's the shit that I'm in it for. But as far as having an ear and shit like that, like, yeah, like the people that I reached out to is because one, it was obtainable, and two, it was people that I genuinely listened to.
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing like don't meet your idols. I feel like it's like pick better idols, because everyone I've re there's been very few cornballs that I've met, and I feel like if I enjoy someone, like not just a song of them, but like their energy,
right?
I hope that it transcends the music and that they're a good person. So when you say in that, it's like, of course he's not going to fuck you over because there's a reason you picked him, because he's a good dude, because his music's good. You know what I mean?
You don't know, my brother. It's not. It ain't like
that. Have you been fucked? Have you been? You don't have to give names. Yeah, but
not really.
Been fucked,
not necessarily fucked, but like people be acting like they not your friend, but you know what I'm saying? Like everything be cool until they get what they want, and then it's like, you know, they're not really hitting you back or whatever, and it's like, all right, so why the fuck are you reaching out, or why you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird shit. Like, it's different maybe for you because of your position and the role that you play, but when you're in this rap shit, and especially, like, being a nobody and you trying to come up and shit like that, and then, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's different. People not really trying to fuck with you. They trying to fuck with the bread that you got for them. That's really what it is. Until, and I understand it. I don't, you know, I ain't got no hate against it. Like, I get it. Like, I could remove myself from the position I'm in and look at the landscape and be like, I, you know, they're really, I understand what my presence in the world is. You know what I'm saying? How I'm perceived in the world. So like, I ain't even mad at people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, the way I look at it is like, yo, I gotta keep working to get my shit up so I could be respected. And then it's, you know, it's more on the music tip, or it's more on the respect tip versus just, yo, I'm trying to get this check.
Yeah. It's weird. All right, so you said you own real estate. So and you make music and anything. And it's weird when you start something, the like childlike whimsy you have for it, versus you kind of like being successful is keeping the love but getting hardened. And that's a tough thing, to keep the love but also get hardened. Because sometimes you don't want to get hardened. You just want to be, you want that same feeling that when you heard the first record, or when you made your first beat that's fire, or you wrote your first bar that you rapped for your buddy, and he's like, oh, what the fuck? But then you're like, oh, nah, it ain't that easy. Like,
It's like
it's
that,
not
man.
Based
it's a
off,
good observation.
It's not based off feeling. It sucks, but it's not. It's based off, like, you meet old people who are successful and they're kind of boring. And then you're like, damn, well, you kind of have to be boring because it's about quelling your, it's about hardening yourself, you know?
I feel like old people are interesting, man. Like, I like old, I love talking to old people, bro. Because, like, I feel like you could, even this conversation right now, like, I feel like you're being a genuine dude, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you connect on somebody on a genuine level, it's like, you could get real conversations. Like, I love talking to old people. I don't think, like, if you could connect with an old person and get them talking about some shit they're interested in, or you know, whatever, like, you could learn a lot. Like, bro, I used to watch, as coming up, I used to watch mad interviews and just listen to people, just listen. And then eventually it's like something as simple as, so many of them will be like, fuck a label. You know how many times you hear that shit? But it's like, when you hear that shit 500-600 times is over the years from you're a kid watching interviews, and that's like, yo, there's a reason. What is the reason? Something's clicking. Oh, you could do this on your own. Or, yo, how you find the distribution? Like, it took me years to get where I'm at because I started doing shit when I was like 21, like fucking around. So I've been doing this shit for like 10 years. But I never put myself in position to like push it out in the world or really network and shit like that. Like, I'm learning this shit now, but it took me years. But it's not like I'm going full time at it too. Like, I'm a regular dude. Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. You know, I'm not afraid to say that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I own some real estate now, but shit wasn't good back in the day. You know,
I don't think you should be afraid to say it. A lot of people are hurting for bread that act like they aren't.
Facts. And not only that, I'm not trying to be some monkey dancing on the stage every night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to live that life where it's fucking, you gotta live on the road all the time to pay some fucking bills. Like, I'm a man first. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, the Ferdolo shit is like, that's a character I created. That's a vessel for me to release music through. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'm trying to be a better man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my mom's out of living in a basement. I bought her a crib. I didn't buy the crib. I got a mortgage. You know what I'm saying? I got a fucking mortgage. Yeah. I got debt over my fucking head.
But she's still out of the basement.
But I got my mom's out the basement. That's the point. You know, that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit I'm focused on in life. Like, that's why I say, like, yeah, I'm real estate. I'm doing, yeah, it's like, yeah. Because I was a fucking, I didn't have shit growing up like that. Shit wasn't sweet. My family comes from a third world country. You know what I'm saying? They had to go to the river to get water. They didn't have running water and plumbing and shit. That wasn't my growing up. I grew up in the States. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't my come up. But like, I know what it's like. I know what it's like going to DR and seeing real, real shit, real poor people, hungry people. You know what I'm saying? Thank God that ain't my situation today. But shit was fucked up back in the day. But I just fucking hustled, kept working. And then like any little bread that I could save up and put towards my music shit, then I could do that. Like before, when we started doing this music shit, we were just taking beats off of YouTube. That's how it started. Just young kids loving hip hop, fucking taking beats off of YouTube, rhyming over it. And then fucking I got into some issues with a label. A label reached out and was like, yo, you can't use that, take this down. And I was just a kid. You know what I'm saying? I was just a kid. Like, yo, like also I'm a fan of the producer. Clearly we used their shit. But
yeah, like wait, so what happened with that? What happened with that?
We used a beat off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we made a song, we made a rap video, kids being kids, rapping, thinking that, yo, fucking Worldstar's gonna pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think you when you don't do this shit and you like make a record, you think you're gonna make a record and then you're gonna pop and you're gonna get signed or something. You a kid, you don't know anything. And fucking shit started picking up. We were, you know, hitting people on Twitter and all that shit, you know, just trying to get shit moving. And it got the attention of the person that made the record. And then the person that made the record reached out to us and was basically just like, wasn't even really polite. They were just like going off, like, yo, take that shit down. So, and I'm just like, damn, I'm like, I'm trying to, I'm like, yo, I'm a fan. Like, I'm thinking, like, when you a kid, you don't know anything, you're thinking, like, yo, I'm trying to shout you out. You doing a service. But they're looking at it like a business. Like, yo, that's my beat. You didn't pay me or anything. But like, I didn't know anything about this. We were young kids. We're just making music. You know, that's what this hip hop shit is about. And then so I had to call some lawyers up, and then I had to ask my people, like, you know, did you get sued?
You got sued?
Nah. They were threatening to hit us with some shit, but I was just like, they could be fronting. You know what I'm saying? So I called the lawyer. And I was like, yo, can they do this, this, and this? And it was just like the lawyer basically deaded it. It was just like, nah, they can't do shit. And I was like, all right. And then so I told my peoples, Gio's younger brother, shout out to Michael, shout out to Media Fibonacci. Because Gio's like the older generation. So I chill with his younger brother. So my cousin Michael, he was doing all the camera work and shit. Like, he, you know, we were kids. We didn't have money and shit like that. So he saved up, bought an ill camera, learned how to shoot videos, was editing the shit. My cousin Kel, he was my other, you know, the other rapper in the group. And fucking, I was down to take it down because I didn't want to build bad relationships with people. But then they were like, nah, fuck that. We put in mad work. So I was like, all right. The vote is two against one, you know. And of course I wanted to stay up because obviously it's getting some type of attention. So that was kind of my first introduction to like the bullshit. And then at that point I was like, I'm never using a beat off of YouTube ever again. And from there I was like, yeah, we can't do this shit. I gotta learn how to make beats. So that's why, like, my first Ferdolo project, like, literally what you're hearing and the reason it sounds the way it sounds is like, if you today bought some software, bought some shit and started making beats and made your own rhymes, what would that sound like? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I didn't even know what the fuck a DAW was, a digital audio workstation. I didn't even know how to look. This shit was like Chinese, bro. I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. I never recorded my own self, laid my own tracks. So it was just like, that's how I started. And I was just like, I got super into producing and shit like that. And now I'm here today. I'm just trying to keep growing.
Yeah, you had to like go to school. It's like, I always think about that as like, it's like, all right, I didn't go to medical school. I didn't get my master's, but it's like a certain, that shit's like getting your master's, you know, like you found the passion for it, but you had to do your schooling.
And I did go to school too. I got my degree. I went to school. I'm really an art major. I studied art most of my life. Like, I was in competitions and shit. I studied art, bro. I've been in Italy looking at Michelangelo's work, you know, Da Vinci's work. I was really in front of the David. I was really in front of artwork, studying the Renaissance era. I really took marketing classes. I really got my degree in graphic design. So, like, it's great because I do everything on my own. I'm a home machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do all my artwork. You know what I'm saying? All the marketing I do on myself. Everything you see is me. It ain't no team. I ain't got nobody. I'm some random dude in the room. I'm some mysterious dude in the room that nobody knows, trying to figure the shit the fuck out. And I don't give a fuck about the fame and all that. If it come, it come. But you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about fucking 20 years down the line, what the fuck I created, because I'm just a creative. And my whole life I've been an artist, and I love hip hop. And anybody that really loves something wanted to create it. You know what I'm saying? You do comedy because you love that shit. You want to be a funny dude, you know?
Yeah.
So you trying to do it. You might go up and bomb. You might go up and have a good set. But every day you feel like, yo, I feel like I could do a little better. So that's really the whole
Damn, so
the whole shit.
You kind of got fucked by that producer. Like,
nah, man.
Not mentally, but like you learned quick. You learned quick. It wasn't, shit wasn't sweet from the beginning.
Nah. That's why you hear like my drums and shit. My shit be off. Drums is hard as fuck, bro. You try making some drums. If you ain't nice at drums, like your shit ain't gonna sound right. My drums be off.
But your shit does sound right. It does. Because all right, who goes in with a knowledge basis? No one. Everyone who starts something goes in blind, and that's how you create style. Like, there is no style. There's no, like, everyone is this when they start, and then they change. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, everyone starts and just figures it out their own way, and that's where it comes from. Right. And that's why probably I like the weirder shit, because it's not cookie cutter, you know?
Exactly. I'm not serving chicken fingers and french fries. I'm serving a plate of octopus. My shit is fucking...
Yeah, you
different.
Want McDonald's,
you
know, or you want some like restaurant that's on the top of a mountain that you can't get to,
right?
That
this
the
is
reservations
different.
Are booked out, you know?
Facts. You're not getting this shit nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? My shit is my shit, period. Nobody could duplicate my shit. My shit is mine. And that's that. And I'm gonna keep doing my shit until whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, but really, like, I give a lot of credit to like my favorite producer, the one that got the battery in my back that got me like is Madlib. Like Madlib is, bro, he's the one for me. He like Neo in the Matrix. He's the one. So I'm here like studying his shit. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
And what about Madlib? What about Madlib?
Just his ear, bro. The shit, like, and his fucking tenacity in what he does. How much he loves his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love how different his shit is. Like, you hear Life of Pablo? Life of Pablo to me is one of Kanye's best albums, but I feel like Life of Pablo has such a Madlib influence because it was especially for the time in music, it was like so free flowing.
The
know
Life
what I'm
of
saying?
Pablo
It
is Kanye's best album, and I grew up like I love it, but I love that album more than it. Yeah. No one ever agreed. You're the first person I've ever heard say that other than me. So I appreciate you saying that.
I say that to say, like, I felt like the freedom I heard in that, and like how, like, it wasn't just like hook verse hook and shit like that. It, you know, like shit really moved around, like the composition and the songs and how it dropped into other shit. Like, I heard Madlib in that, the influence of that shit. I think Madlib has some tracks on that record, but I say that to say, like, and just Madlib's ear, you know, him doing his Quasimodo shit. Fucking around with the voices, his fucking jazz shit. Like, one of my favorite shits ever is that fucking I think it's called Shades of Blue. He got a jazz album that's just fucking, it's so fucking incredible. Anyways, that dude is just incredible. His pinata shit with fucking Gibbs and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, his work to me is just he the goat to me. But also, like, I fuck with Al heavy. You know what I'm saying? And not just Al. Like, I want to work with Al. Everybody wants to work with Al, but I want to work with Al rhyming. Like, I would love to have Al rhyme on some shit. You know what I'm saying? And me do some shit. Like I love people doing different shit. You know what I'm saying? And even people that I don't necessarily, I'm the biggest fan of, but like, you see like an Al Divino, like, I love how different that dude is. And that he, like, he's going so against the grain. His shit is so different that it's like, It's gonna be hard to cut through with that shit, but he's going, and it's like, yo, I respect that shit. I salute to ST Nat. You know what I'm saying? I salute a West Side Gun. His shit is so different. He had to cut through, but he had a vision and he made it work. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I love shit like that. Like, that's what it was in the 90s, bro. You couldn't come in with the same shit as somebody else. You had to come in with your own flavor, and you had to be nice, because that's just how it was. So it's like, that's why I say, like, Madlib, shout out to Knowledge. Knowledge is a big influence on me. You know what I'm saying? Pete Rock, for sure. A bunch of producers. I could go here and go on, but you know what I'm saying?
But let's say, all right, let's say Madlib is honestly so famous in the rap world, like in the world we're in. But if you ask normal people who Madlib is, they wouldn't know who he is, which is so
That's what
crazy.
I want.
Which is so crazy, the thing about art. That's what you're going for. You don't want to be a McDonald's.
Not even, bro. Like, not even a McDonald's. I want to be like a mom and pop.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be a McDonald's. You don't want to be like a, you want some shit that is in the need to know.
Yeah. That's the shit I respect too. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, that's why I said like Rock Marcy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been doing this shit for 20, 30 years. He was around with Busta and shit like that when Busta was popping off, but he decided to go his own route. And to have his resurgence, and for him to be bubbling and shit like that. And for him to, like, you hear a lot of that fucking, I don't know if he fully created this, but like the no drum shit, the drumless shit, you know what I'm saying? I think like he made that shit bigger. I don't know if he created it or not, so I'm not trying to say he did or he didn't, you know what I'm saying? But he does his own beat shit, his own production shit too. But it just, you know, it was the road less traveled. But like, look at him, you know what I'm saying? He says in his drive, I'm still out here fucking driving foreigns and doing all this shit, all this different shit. I just didn't do it that way. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that shit so much. It's like, you really got it out the mud and you really had a vision and fucking, you know,
how does
kept pushing.
Someone keep going who has the same mentality as you? How does someone not give up? How does someone believe in themselves?
You almost got to be delusional. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'll tell you. It's like, shout out to Thuggee Heathen. Shout out to Yonkers. Shout out to Kevlar. Legend. Legend in Yonkers. I remember I was having a conversation with one of my boys. And he kind of explained it like, I think he got it from a book. It was like a circle. Like, all the regular people are inside the circle. And the artists are like on the outside of the circle, like trying to push in and extend the circle and make it bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta create the future. You got to predict the future. You know what I'm saying? I'm creating the future. Like, people don't know what I got right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're hearing shit that is new to you, but that's just 3 years old to me. Like, I'm so over that shit, but like, I'm happy that other people are liking it. You know what I'm saying? So how does somebody stay focused, man? Fuck everybody. That's how. Forget about it. Forget about what people feel. Forget about what people. You know how many people told me, yo, you're never gonna. None of that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, that shit hurt. That's, you know, sometimes you be, that should be fueling you. Like, there's certain people that I have in mind that, like, when my shit really crack off, I can't wait to just go up to them and be like, thank you, because you motivated me. You don't know how much you fueled me. I know you hate it, but you fueled the shit out of me. And it's little wins, man. It's the little things, man. Like, for example, like, shout out to Blue, man, that, like, I was listening to Blue since I was a kid. So, and like, I'm a fan of Blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a fan of Blue shit and how versatile he is. So like, me getting a feature from, and he was just, he made my experience work on him. That's like, so amazing. Again, I don't know the dude. He don't know me. He probably forgot my name. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know the dude like that, but I remember sending him a couple records. He picked the record, and he went off on the record. His verse on that shit is incredible. And then, like, if you a Blue fan, the whole Soul Provider shit, you know, he went off. And so as a fan, one, I'm hyped as an artist because I got him on the record. Two, I'm hyped because I'm a fan and I'm hearing him next to my shit. And it's like, yo, I was a kid in high school listening to you. I still bump. You still one of my favorites to this day. And fucking, I was hyped. I got the verse back. I was hype. I hit him. It was all through email. And I was just like, you went bananas. I'm just telling him, like, this shit is crazy. And I'm like, yo, you got me, like, you got me inspired. Like, I feel like throwing another one on there. So he was like, yo, throw another one. Like, the reason you, like, I went off on my third verse. So the reason you hear it that way is Blue inspired. He's like, yo, throw another one. I did that shit in like 20 minutes, came home, recorded that shit real quick, sent that shit back. And I was like, yo, if you want to hear it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I finished. And he was just like, he gave me props. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, tall respect, like, for Dolo. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, I'm in my room, like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Nobody could tell me shit. Blue told me I'm nice, period. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody I look up to. You know what I'm saying? So nobody could tell me shit. That's it. Like, I'm straight. So it's little things like that was a big one, but like it's little things like that, or it's like I don't care if my family or if my friends fuck with my shit. I don't want somebody that's not really into hip hop fucking with my shit. I want a stranger to tell me, yo, that's dope.
That's a big thing, yeah.
Yeah, they got no ties to me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to like my shit. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. I don't want friends forcing themselves to like. Nah, are you kidding? I want people who don't know who I am to like me off of the business that I created.
Facts. And I feel like with this one, I got my family. Like, certain people are just like, yo, I'm super proud of you. Like, this is the joint right here or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And all of them pointed out different shit. So, like, my whole goal is, you know, you don't got to like the whole record. But if I can make one thing that you genuinely like, I'm getting better. I'm progressing. You know what I'm saying? So it was just dope, man. It was dope being able to get better at what I'm doing and hear genuine feedback. And like, my boys will tell me, like, you know, your true friends will tell you, I'm not really fucking with this, or, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, I appreciate that shit. I'm not the dude that can't take criticism. I'm not super egotistical. That's what I'm saying. I'm not one of these rapper dudes that's, I'm not the character, bro. I'm really a mastermind in here. I'm really an artist first. For Dolo's an instrument, Charlie Mayo's an instrument, and I'm over here conducting this fucking shit over here, making this shit work.
Yeah. Can you tell when someone's being a character?
Yeah, you can see it. You know, you can see it. And not only that, like, just think about it. I'm not gonna name names, but like, you gonna be like that around your grandmother? You're going to be like that around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not that hard, brother. And I understand it. You playing a role. You signed up for that. You
know, no, that's the whole point of my podcast. I hate when the cameras, like when I'm talking to someone, and I am myself pretty much all the time. Like, that's what I like about this. But I hate when I'm talking to someone and they're being goofy and playing around with me. And then I'm like, all right, the podcast is about to start. And then they just get all like,
yeah, right. So I'm hard. What do you want? Nah.
I was like, you were just laughing right. Like extra loud, goofy with me 30 seconds ago. You know, like I hate that shit.
Right. 100%, man. So it's like, that's why it's like, I want to fuck with genuine people in this shit. I want to fuck with people who care about this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love seeing Wiki doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
Wiki, salute. He's coming on the podcast soon. Salute Wiki, who's like,
he don't know me, you know what I'm saying?
He's one of the most underrated out in New York.
Yeah, Wiki's hard for sure. For sure. I love listening to that fucking, that Rat King Retired Sports. Like,
wait, you said you just posted that you have shit coming with Subject 5. Did you say that?
Subject 5 reached out and he sent me some beats and he was interested in collabing. I'm like, yo, I'm interested in collabing. So he sent me some shit and I wrote to it. And yeah, man. So that shit might come out on, you know, the next project.
But he's like, he was my producer of 2023, so I would be excited to hear you guys work.
Yeah, I would be excited, you know, because the thing is, I don't know these dudes, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know where it's going, you know what I'm saying? He sent me some shit. I'm never gonna be the dude trying to just pop off of somebody else's shit or somebody else's name. Like, if you genuinely send me something, if you're a genuine guy, if you're telling me you're trying to collab, I'm gonna shout you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shout you out. I wanna spread love, bro. I'm not trying to hide people and, you know, pretend like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm working with you, if you hit me up on some genuine shit and you're trying to collab, you send me some beats and you seem like a cool dude, I'm gonna be like, yo, I might do something with this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sent me a couple beats. I picked some shit out and I was like, yo, I could fuck with this. And then I wrote to it that night, had it done, and I was feeling the verse and shit, and I'm just like, yo, I got some shit with Subject 5. But like, I don't know the dude. You know what I'm saying? I hope we could build some sort
I
of
mean,
working
he's
relationship.
a good friend of mine. I would love to hear you guys work because I feel like you're a good dude. You got good energy, so I think that will work out good.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I would like to continue to work. You know what I'm saying? I got one in the tuck. You know what I'm saying? I got one that most likely to come out. Like right now,
Wait,
like
so
I'm trying
when
to.
is your next project dropping?
I don't know. I don't like doing dates. I'm not gonna
Okay.
do that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Like, so right now I'm trying to do a volume series right now. So I'm thinking just because the attention span is so fast, you know what I'm saying? You're not trying to listen to a 20-track project or anything like that. So I'm thinking about doing like a volume series and doing like 7 EPs, maybe 7 tracks long, and just kind of flood the streets and whenever I can, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully June.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that, just to feed the
Yeah.
streets. But it's tough, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm working a job. You know what I'm saying? I got a family. You know what I'm saying? I got a house. It's mad work. You know what I'm saying? I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta find some time to make some beats, write some rhymes, and then after you're not just putting anything out, you wanna pick what you like. You know what I'm saying? So it takes some time. So, but that's why I'm trying to keep it short. And I feel like with this next project, like I already got like 3 tracks. I got one track where I'm like, yo, this for JID. JID need to hop on it. But I don't know the dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him, but it's like my producer brain is like, damn, if I could execute this the way I really want to, like I got a track that is, you put JID here, bang, like a
Yeah.
Lego clip. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, or I could also hear like a Conway. Like Conway, to me, Conway is like kind of GOAT. To me, like I love that shit. I fuck with Benny too. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with whole Griselda clique. But I remember first hearing Con and I'm like, yo, he's serious. La
What do you
Machina.
think? What do you think about him? It's different.
I'm not even trying to be on his shit like that because you never know how this rap shit is, but like I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? And I respect his pen and I respect his fucking.
Well, because I always like to think,
You know?
why do people like certain people of Griselda? Like, all, especially like knowing them all personally, they're such different people. And
Right.
it's like, it's funny when people connect to each one
Right,
in
right,
certain
right.
ways. You know what I mean? And I feel like, not to speak for you, but you being an artist, you like a, you know, you. I would feel like West Side would be your
He
guy.
is. Low key, he is, though. Look, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many different sides to me. Like, there's a Fridolo, there's an MC side, there's a producer side, and then there's Freddie Delgado, the man that's behind Berry Goose Records, the CEO, the one working this shit out. So, like, that's where the West Side Gun shit comes into play. Like, I really got a vision. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting out my Charlie Manuel instrumental shit, my Fridolo shit. You know, later on when the budget's right, like I want to sign someone else and keep growing Berry Goose Records. That's why you don't see me with a Fridolo Instagram or a Charlie Manson. You see me on the Berry Goose Records. I'm trying to work. It's like Griselda. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work that. It's just the budget ain't there. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? I need somebody to fund this machine. And then because I got an ear, bro. I got a good ear. Let me find somebody that know how to do their shit, and I could put them over some beats, and I could put their music out and just show them the ropes. You know what I'm saying? To whatever helped me out. You know what I'm saying? So I got a way bigger vision than all this shit. Like this, it's not just one thing. I'm really thinking 20 years down the line and just seeing what this shit look like.
How do you find your muse? Like, how do you get to your point of creativity while you're, you know, busy as hell with everything?
You never know. You never know. 'Cause it's just the way I see it is like, so I got family members that do jujitsu, like they go to the gym, you know what I'm saying? They purple belts in this shit, you know, they're not, they wrestling with blue, with black belts and shit. And it's like, they didn't just get there, bro. They got to keep on going to the gym. They got to keep on getting fucked up. And then, you know, some days you win some, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to box, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love boxing. That's something that I love as well. And it's just like, a lot of the times you go into the gym and you're getting fucked up. But there's days where you fucking other people up. So I compare that to like making beats or writing rhymes. It's like you just got to show up to the gym. There's plenty of times I'm making beats and I might make 7 beats that are trash and I'll be down. I'll be like, damn, I lost it. And then I'll hit that one and I'm like, I'm the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's
so you force your, so you like force yourself into a creative space.
I try and put myself in situations where the shit could start flowing. But a lot of times it doesn't flow. You know what I'm saying? I try to make it work, but if it ain't flowing, it ain't flowing. But sometimes you're hitting and you hit the greatest shit and it's done in 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You never know when it's going to hit. Or I listen to a lot of shit too. I study a lot of people, man. Like I said, I study conversations. I study people. I study artists. Like right now, like, I think Peggy, Peggy, that fucking.
Did you like scaring the hose with Danny?
Bro, scaring the hose. I feel like he really the one pushing this shit. Like his composition, the way he making his mixes, his songs. And it's just like, you know, how he got Danny. I love Danny, by the way. Shout out to Danny. And his live show was crazy.
Bruiser Brigade Danny. For life.
Oh, Bruiser's hard.
Yeah.
The Loopers and them. Shout out to all of them. You know, I respect that whole movement. But the fucking scaring the whole shit, that shit is crazy, bro. And I feel like musically, like it's so different. Like it's really pushing the shit forward. So
I got to go on a bunch of dates with them on that tour. I didn't get to go to the New York one, but I went to like probably 5 or 6 dates with Danny. And I had never seen JPEG perform before. And watching him
never
perform, it was insane. He's like I love someone who can put performance as part of the craft. I feel like it's
facts.
That's a big missing part of, not missing part of hip hop, but it's like I go to so many shows that like I love seeing a good performance.
A
I
good
love
performance.
Seeing a good performance.
100%.
What's the best concert you've ever seen? Is there a standout performance?
That's tough. I've been in a lot of shows. Danny Brown's up there. I remember Danny Brown's show was crazy. Back when he had like his crazy hair and shit like that. Like that era, Danny Brown was on some shit. Like he had some ill shows. Conway for sure had an ill show. As far as just like an MC.
Oh yeah. Conway performs like, I don't know how he does it.
I got so much respect for like his whole story too. His whole story is really incredible. But also I grew up loving metal too. Like it wasn't only hip hop. Like I'm a big Metallica fan. I love Megadeth. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been to a Slayer show. I've seen Anthrax. You know what I'm saying? Like I
you ever
I
seen GWAR?
No, I never seen GWAR.
You know who they are?
No.
It's like I want to go see them live. I don't even listen to their music, but they have like puppets that they like chop big like big they puppets they chop the heads off and they do like crazy performances while they're performing. It's like metal though.
Oh, cool. I don't know. No disrespect, but I don't,
no problem.
Little Dragon, crazy show.
Really?
Crazy. Fire. Especially if you get a fucking intimate venue, like a small venue. That's a show, bro. To be honest, not trying to hate, but a lot of hip hop shows ain't really all that. You know what I'm saying?
Have you performed?
Nah, I never performed. I don't really want to yet. You know what I'm saying? And my people be telling me like, "Yo, you got shit going." I'm just like, "I'm cool."
Why?
I want to wait. Like the again, it's the craft. You know what I'm saying? So before I perform, I want to study. I'm studying people. I like seeing somebody perform and see them how they doing their shit. And it's just like I don't want to just go up there and be boring. You know what I'm saying? So the way I kind of see it is like, I want to put out projects and then condense the songs that I like and do and like set up a dope show 20-minute set. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and also I'm not even, that's not the only type of show I want to do. Like, I want to be able to build my fan base and do like a fucking, like a sit down show, like where people talk, like I'm like me and you sitting and like there's people like your fans and shit, supporters that just want to hear what you got to say, or like, yo, if you want to talk about each track, like how did this come about, this and that. Like, I feel like as a fan, I would want to see some shit like that. I remember seeing Big Crit and some shit like that. And I was like, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? And if I want to do a little freestyle, perform a little bit, like I could do something, but like, I want to do shit more where I'm connecting with the people, connecting with the fans, and maybe do a show here and there. But like, I want to do a show on my own terms. Like with Doom, like you didn't see Doom doing shows like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the creative aspect. I'm not so crazy about the whole fame shit and all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's cool. It's cool. I want to try all of that. I want to try those things, but like, I don't want this shit to get too crazy where it's, again, I can't go out and have something to eat with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Without somebody bothering me.
You're an artist. And like,
yeah, I'm an artist first, before anything. I'm not a diva. You know, some of these rappers are really divas out here. And that's why, like, I ran into so many artists, like, people I admire. Like, I remember meeting fucking Tyler, the Creator, seeing Earl. I'm a huge fan of Earl. You know what I'm saying? And just, like, not saying, like, we talked or anything, but, like, I went up to him, gave him a pound, told him, you know, I'm just another random person. You don't even know my face anymore. You know what I'm saying? But, like, before Doris dropped, I remember seeing him right in front of a Supreme store. It was crazy, bro. That day was so crazy. I was going, that's when the 5-panel hats were popping. You remember back in the days when, like, before there wasn't five panels, and then they came out and they were making the 5-panels dope. So I was just a kid. My cousin, we were out in the city. We were out in Soho, and I was like, yo, I want to top a 5-panel. And we were in a random store, and I saw this weird, like, fucking Fresh Prince type hat 5-panel, and I just saw it, and I was like, this is some shit like Tyler, the Creator. I'm just a kid, just like, so then we leave and we go to another store, and then there was a Supreme, and I was going to the Supreme, and I see fucking Taco, I see Tyler, and I'm like, what the, like, it was so surreal, bro. Like, I'm just walking in the city, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I had some big ass glasses on, fucking some big ass shits, big, and fucking, and I was like, I was a little starstruck. Like, I was confused. I'm like, what is this dude doing? Like, you from, weren't you popping in California or some shit? But like, you, like, I just had you in my brain.
Yeah, I was trying.
I just saw a hat and said, this some shit this dude would wear. And then I walk fucking 20 minutes later and I see Tyler, and I just walk up to him, bro. And I was just staring at him like a fucking goofy. And he was, and he turns and he was like, this is about to get extremely awkward for you. And I was just, and I like snapped out, and I was like, yo, my bad. I'm like, yo, I respect your work. And he was like, oh, dope, man. He gave me a pound. And the fucked up part was, I was going into the Supreme store, but they're standing in front of it. So then the security guard's like, yo, keep it moving. And then I'm like, all right, let's just keep it moving. But I'm like, damn, I wanted to go into the store, but now I don't want to seem like a groupie. You know what I'm saying? Like, go back. So I'm walking away, and I'm like, yo, Earl, like, I can't wait for you to drop your shit. And he was like, bro, me neither. Like, he was a kid. It was before Doris dropped. So it was just like, met him, met Ghost, Inspect the Deck. I was fucking at the – it might have been the Conway show. It might have been the Conway show. I was at the bar. Like, Rome Streets is walking past me. Fucking Wes, Derringer. I think Stove might have been there. And then I went to go get a beer. And fucking, I'm right next to Alchemist. And like, I'm in my heart, I'm like, yo, I want to tell this dude he got influence. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm not, I'm also like, I like my privacy. Like, I wanted to buy him a beer, like straight up. I wanted to just thank him. Like, yo, thank you for doing your shit, because you got me through tough times. Like, I like Alchemist is like instrumental shit too. Like, not only just the hip hop shit. Like, he got this shit called Israeli Salad. Like, this shit is fucking.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like this shit.
Or is like Yeah, I love when he does the rapper's best friend, or he does like the instrumentals of all his tracks or whatever.
Facts. So it's like that's what I'm saying. Like that type of shit is like a big influence on me. Like that shit motivates me. So like I'm standing right next to Al, and I was just like, "You want to say something, but you're not trying to be that dude." You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times I'm just like, "Yo, these dudes ain't trying to be bothered." You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna, you know, if I meet him, if I meet him the way I want to meet him, then I'll meet him. You feel
That's
me?
how it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you thinking about Tyler and he's showing up. It's like
That shit was so crazy,
universe
bro.
works in so many, there's cool, you know what I mean? It's just like
Yeah.
shit'll happen when it's supposed to. And that is the kind of like having to believe in yourself to a an insane level, because you just have to believe in anything. Like
Right.
I always think about that when I go back to when I was like, let's say when I was like 18, 19. And then listen, like if they said you're gonna be on a Conway the Machine vinyl, two vinyls,
Right.
you're gonna be part of Bruiser Brigade, Dan, you know, you're gonna rep fucking Danny Brown, you're gonna anything, I'd be like, oh, you're crazy. But I had this
You're out of your
belief
mind.
it would work out, and that was really the only thing that I like had, you know, was a little bit of belief. And I think that's all you need. If people are listening, all you need is that little bit of belief in yourself, you know?
Facts. And that's what keeps you going. And a lot of the times, like the reason I'm doing the shit that I'm doing and the way that I'm doing it, like I know I hear some of my shit and I'm just like, all right, it's kind of rough. You know what I'm saying? But like my goal is I want to inspire the next kid. Like I study Tyler shit. You know what I'm saying? Like if you listen to Bastard, it's like you hear how raw it is. Like it really sounds like the dude did what he the best that he could do with the shit that he had at the time. You know what I'm saying? And he made it work. He made it work, but it was such a different sound. So, you know, but like you could hear how rough it is. And like just you could hear the progression in his music. So you hear like fucking Flower Boy or Igor. By the way, I saw Tyler's show incredible. I saw his Igor show. That shit was fire. I didn't think he was going to be that good of a performer. I was surprised at his performance. But just you hear the progression in the music. And I feel like that's the type of shit that like I want to do. Like, when you hear my first Charlie Mayo project, Sonic Massage, like that whole shit is a whole bunch of samples, and it's like you hear that to the next shit and the next shit, and then like you can see the progression or just experimentation, and it's like again, I'm not trying to be the documentary. I'm trying to let the music be the documentation. You know what I'm saying? When you hear my shit in 5 years, you're gonna hear the difference in the progress and the craft. You know, a kid is gonna go back and be like, I wanna rap or I wanna make beats. And it's like, there's what's the blueprint? And the blueprint is just do it. Just do it and put it out and get comfortable with putting it out and fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that motivates me is just, again, showing love and fucking giving back and trying to inspire others the same way I was inspired.
Man, this was dope as hell. I really appreciate this conversation. This was awesome.
Likewise. Appreciate you.
Where can people find your stuff? Just give some plugs.
Yeah, man, all DSP. So, whatever streaming platform you use, you can search under Charlie Mayo for my instrumental shit, for Dolo under my rhymes. And just if you want to get in contact with me through my Instagram, Barry Goose Records.
Yeah,
So,
there's no Fred Dolo. There's no Fred Dolo Instagram.
now, there used to be, but it was just like a personal. That's how I got my name. I didn't have a rap name, so it was
It
just
was
like,
your IG. It was your.
yeah, bro. When IG first came out, I was like, I made an account, and I was like, oh, what could my IG? What's my username? And then it was just like, Fred, and I was just like, all right, like, I'm kind of unique. I'm kind of one of one, you know. So I just added the Dolo to it, and then like it stuck. Like my family calls me that. Like I come around, they're like, yo, Dolo, what up? Or yo, DJ Dolo Dollars got the aux or whatever, like stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah.
so I didn't have a rap name and shit. And then, you know, my cousin was just like, yo, run with that. I was like, all right. And that's what people call me. So it's
Well,
authentic.
everyone, check out his shit. June, maybe some new shit, but there's no dates. I can't wait to hear
No
your new
dates.
shit.
It
No
might not even
dates.
be June. It might be fucking
Yeah.
July. It might be August,
Well,
whatever.
everyone hit like and subscribe. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. 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 Hey, hey.